Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll, brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Got to thank KT shortstop Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, and FW Huston Medical Center as well. Well, Coach, you come out of the holiday break. We have played one game. You have got one win in the tally, and it was against McLouth on a Tuesday night, 62-26. You just never know what you're going to get when you come out for that first game post-holiday break, but seemed like your boys were jumped up and ready to go for that big win against McLouth on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. As a coach, I like Christmas break practices because we get a chance to work on some things, kind of slow down and really kind of dissect and work on some things that we saw were going wrong in the first six games. But I think as a player at times, it may not be as fun when you have that many practices and not enough games. So I think they were itching to get back on the court a little bit. It felt like our schedule, everybody else had games on Friday and Monday, and Tuesday was our first game out of break. So, you know, I think they were seeing people playing games and were itching to get back on the court, and they played like it. You know, like you said, it's kind of, you never know what you're going to get coming out. And I was worried we might start a little slow, a little timid, but we had 22-point first quarter, which is, I think, probably one of the best we've had all year. So I was pleased with that. And a lot of guys, we were very balanced scoring, and I was pretty proud of our defense. So all around, I thought we played a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's crazy to think, you know, when we go back to the beginning of the season, you mentioned scoring 22 in the first quarter. That first game against Perry LeCompton, you scored all of 28. So we're talking about growth. We're talking about progression. You know, you followed that Perry game in the opener, who is now the number one team in 4A in Rock Creek. But since then, five games in, you guys have won four of them. Just what have you seen from basically that second week of December to where we are now in terms of that growth and just seeing your team find more success on the floor night in and night out?
Yeah, we're a senior-heavy team. We start four seniors, and we talked with a lot of them before the season of kind of what we thought the season could be. And obviously we knew the first few games were very tough. And you know, we point out that these are learning opportunities, and I think we did use those. We dissected a lot of those films of not only kind of what we do and what we can improve on, but like you mentioned with Rock Creek. Rock Creek's a good team and the number one team in 4A. And so we kind of looked at what they did and you know, what makes these teams a good team and really kind of dive into it some. And these guys have done that. They've done a lot of film study. They brought some effort to practice. And, you can just see each day, each week, their confidence is growing. Their ability to, you know, their skills, their teamwork, all that stuff. It just grows day to day. It's really fun to see the coach and to, like you said, scoring 20, 25, I think, all the gear, 28 the whole game to score 22 and a quarter. You know, shots are starting to fall. We're playing better as a team. The strategy's kind of working. And when all that comes together, it's fun to see, and it's their confidence is starting to grow.
Yeah, you guys have won four of your last five. That goes back to mid-December. But that one loss in that stretch is to the team that you're going to see this week on Friday night, and that's going to be a road trip to Morehill Mounts Academy. Take us back to that first meeting. What do you remember about that 57-51 loss to the Ravens back on December 16th? What kind of stood out in that first meeting?
Yeah, I think that one, it was a very frustrating game on our end. I felt like it, you know, we gave up a little bit of a lead, and then it felt like every time we tried to crawl back into the game, they kind of shut the door on us. So a lot of it, I know we turned the ball over a fair amount, had some miscommunication on defense and gave some open looks. And it was one that I think the day after we sat down for film and watched the whole game. We talked through a lot of mistakes, whether it was, you know, giving up an offensive rebound or giving up open look on defense or turnover or what it could be. And when you lose a game by 6 points, you know, we talked about if you can just shore up three or four of those things together as a team, you know, that can be the difference in the game. And so, you know, there's a lot of learning points, but I think it's, you know, Morehill's a good team, and I thought we played them close the first time, but I think our guys are kind of itching to get another chance at them and you know, look to play a good game on Friday night.
Yeah, marquee matchup, no doubt, on the boys' side in Northeast Kansas League play Friday. Morehill Mounts Academy hosting Jefferson County North. That's Chargers boys coach Corey Knoll joining us. We always appreciate the time, good sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.